Choice Tunes every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m. with Alan Collier introducing a special guest each show where they reveal their selection of favourite tracks. Tune in to discover what music influenced their lives. Only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
I like the sound of that.
Welcome to Choice Tunes, and the idea behind Choice Tunes is to bring in somebody that's a leader or part of our community and find out not only what makes them tick, but find out a bit about them as they've gone through their life, and particularly the part that music has played on their lives. So it's my absolute pleasure to introduce Sonia from Community House. I'm sure most people listening will have heard of Sonia, but welcome, Sonia.
Thank you.
Sonia, we'd like to know a bit about the guests. First of all, were you born in the Yarra Valley or where were you born?
Not in the valley. I was born in Mitcham.
Oh, yeah. That's only down the road anyway.
Just down the road.
So how long were you there?
No, my parents lived in Croydon when I was born. Yeah. And so I was born in Mitcham and then they moved to Moorabark. And so I grew up in Moorabark.
You grew up in Moorabark. Mm. Right. So we don't talk about school because everybody went to school at some form.
Yeah.
So what sort of jobs have you had? Any part-time jobs while you were still at school, or and then what was your first full-time job?
Yep, I've had quite a few jobs. I worked part-time in Ringwood when Myers was still the old brown building.
Yep.
And then when the new Target Square was built in the Ringwood Centre, I worked down there until I finished uni.
Yep.
I went to uni and did a Bachelor of Arts in Youth Affairs, and so yep. I did a lot of work in family therapy and so forth. So one of my first jobs was in youth work, family therapy,
yep.
Doing community development and the welfare perspective, but I'm also a natural therapist, so I've been doing that for about 30 years as well.
So have you always been in that sort of, apart from you're saying natural therapy is part of it, but have you always been in sort of the community after you'd worked at Myers and Target, that not
yep.
involved in corporate, you've been more involved
I've always been involved in not-for-profit organisations, yep.
What prompted you to get involved with non-profit organisations as a part? And I pose the question for two reasons. First of all, to find out a bit about yourself. But in my experience, and we're not here to talk about me, that sort of sector doesn't pay a lot of money. So
it doesn't.
There has to be a reason why a person doesn't take on a corporate gig, they take on that. So what was the passion behind it?
I found for me people tended to be attracted to me and talk to me about what was going on in their lives, regardless where we were or how old I was. So this was happening to me from even as a young teenager.
Yep.
So I had a natural gift where people came and told me what's going on and, how about we do some of these things, projects, this, that and the other. And so I actually found out about youth work when I was living in Sydney and was doing some volunteer work there, and then I came down and did a course in Melbourne.
Right. So how long did you live in Sydney?
Only about 6 months.
Oh, that's not a long time.
No, it wasn't a long time, but that was before it became popular.
Righto. The first song, The Angels with No Secrets.
Yes.
Why did you pick that?
Well, Angels is one of my favourite bands.
Yep.
I see them regularly, so long as we don't have COVID. And the reason why I picked No Secrets was because I've got a very close friend. We've been friends for about 35 years and we can just look at each other and know what's going on and not speak, and we know each other's secrets.
Let's listen to it now.
Okay.
She's drifting with nothing to do. With dilettante steps, she's quick to accept the weather and time's turning screw. She lives in a tower, armed with defenses. She learned from her mother.
shoes. She makes you her lover and lets you discover the smile she keeps. She keeps for you. She keeps no, she keeps no, she keeps no secrets from you. She keeps no, she keeps no, she keeps no secrets from you. She keeps no, she keeps no, she keeps no secrets from you. Days in the morning, well in a shadow, she throws her dice and I change. Success in Japan, a rescuing man, knows she won't change anything. Cause late in the night when the lights are all out, she slips off her stockings and shoes. She makes you her lover and lets you discover the smile she keeps for you. She keeps no, she keeps no secrets from you. She keeps no, she keeps no secrets from you. She keeps no, she keeps no, she keeps no secrets from you.
Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. So, Sonia, I hope your friend was listening in, that your lifelong friend with the No Secrets.
I hope so too.
So, if not, and I should mention to everybody, there's a podcast goes up next week of this show. They'll be able to listen to you if she didn't hear, but hopefully she will listen to you. Well, we'll move us right on to the next one, which was the Screaming Jets and Better. What does that relate to? Why'd you pick that?
Okay, I chose that as an honour to Dave Gleason, because I think he's done a great job as being the front man for Angels since 2011.
Yep.
And he was brilliant in Screaming Jets even before that, so it's in honour for him for both bands.
Sounds good. I'm sure you've told me before, you've been to not only the Angels, you've been to a number of concerts, don't you? You like these live concerts, don't you?
Every band that we're playing today I have seen live.
Have you?
Yep, and I've picked all my Australian bands.
Well, I was going to say, but you've seen them all in Melbourne.
All
like,
of
you haven't
them
travelled.
Melbourne or Sydney, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you've been up to Sydney. We're talking about the time you're in Sydney.
Yeah, the time.
Oh, right.
I was in Sydney,
yeah. So you're not one of these that jump on a plane and go and see it.
No, I'll see them all in Melbourne. Yeah. Keep
terrific.
Our money in Victoria.
Let's listen to the Screaming Jets and Better.
true. Your heart said no, but you're feeling sure the whole thing you never knew.
We'll call it community work because, as opposed to working in the commercial area, what's your greatest satisfaction now that you've worked in it for a number of years? And you look back, what would be your real satisfaction about being involved in it?
For me, it's the connection with actual individual people, having the connection with community members and being able to work together on projects and getting things, events and things happening on the ground for what our community wants and that we're filling in some of those needs.
Yeah. And I guess too, it is part of it that you know, you say you do a little bit of counselling and that must also make you feel good that you in the corporate world, you're not really going to have a lot of impact on a person's life. I mean, you do your job and you work around the people, but you don't really impact a lot on lives, where I would have thought maybe in the community side you have a lot more impact on people's lives.
Absolutely, and that's where the connection with an individual comes in, because you can see how you've maybe decreased their isolation and that they're networking with other members in the community and that they've got other connections and that people... contact is so important, and we've seen that through the last couple of years with COVID, how isolated people have gotten and how people get lonely.
And it's not good for mental health, is it?
And it's not good for any aspect of any of your health.
Righto, In Excess, Good Times.
Yes.
It sounds like a great title, but what's it mean to you?
Okay, well, that's a combination, In Excess and Cold Chisel, that wrote it together and sang it together. And the reason why I chose that song was because they're two of my favourite bands as well. And I know that we were limited with how many songs we could play, and at least I got both bands in. And also there was a fantastic concert in the 80s down at Olympic Park. That was just one of the best concerts. Mm-hmm. And Good Times was the ending song.
And I guess the other thing is it's a great title, Good Times.
Absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
Let's listen to it. Tunes, and I should mention that this hour is all about Sonia, really, but she is a co-ordinator down at Woori House, and Woori have an open day in Twilight Market on Saturday, April the 2nd, so I think that's Saturday week, from 3:30 to 6:30 in the car park out the front here at 1385 Hillsville Cooey Rup Road, right out the front of Yarra Valley and down to Woori Community House. It'll be brought to you by Woori Community House. There'll be live music, food. I'll bet there'll be a coffee van and lots of great stalls. So if you want to be involved in that, contact info at woori.com/house. That's all one word, info at woori.com/house.org.au, or phone them on 5964 6857. I'm sure they'd love to see you along with a stall. You might even see Greg Carrick out the front of Yarra Valley FM singing. So if things go really bad. Anyway, Sonia, we like to ask the really hard questions here as well. We can't let you get off it too easy. What was your first car?
HR Holden.
It was the HR.
1966.
That you took to...
Yep, that I took to Sydney.
And how old was it? Like, how old, in what year, what year did you buy it?
My grandfather bought it brand new.
Gee, that'd be a nice car.
Yep, it was beautiful.
And I bet it's not still around now. And if it,
I've got the grill. That's the only thing I've got left of it.
What happened to the rest of it?
Okay, I was written off by a truck in 1985. Gee. My brother then took the engine out of it because we couldn't use the body. Yep. And he was fixing up a HD and he forgot to put oil in the engine and blew it up. That was the end of that, but I kept the grill.
You kept the grill?
I kept the grill. I've still got the grill.
HR Holdens are worth a lot of money. In fact,
they
any old Holden
is.
Ice House, Great Southern Land.
Yep.
Now, this will be another band you've been to see.
Absolutely.
So how much do you think you've spent on bands over the years?
As I was just saying before, I have got no idea and I don't want to venture
into really
how much
know.
I have spent on seeing bands and concerts, because today's playlist is just on some of the Australian bands that I've seen. I've also seen many bands from overseas that have come out to Australia, and this isn't even all the Aussie ones that I've seen.
All right, so Ice House, Great Southern Land.
Okay.
Any reason for that?
Yeah, next couple of songs that I've got lined up. I'm actually quite patriarchal and very proud to be an Aussie.
Yep.
So I like to have Aussie songs about our country, our beautiful land.
Let's go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sonia, I guarantee you're going to tell me this is another band that you've been to see. Yes. Coming up is Goanna and Solid Rock.
Yes, that's right.
So, I was going to say, surprise me, tell me it's not, but it's not.
No, I've seen that.
Why did you pick Solid Rock?
Because, again, it was part of my patriarchal attitude towards Australia, and Solid Rock, Uluru, and again, it's all been redefined again with the Indigenous people now, so it's good.
Let's listen to it.
Okay.
Solid Rock, standing on sacred ground.
Now, Sandra, I mentioned very early in this interview, and I'm not putting the sector down at all, but the sector that you're involved in doesn't pay very well, and I'm not here to criticise that. And when I say it, it doesn't pay well, that's opposed to what the same person would get doing a different job in the corporate world. I mean, that's right. Just the truth. So there's got to be some trade-off. So what is the trade-off with you? Why would you stay in the community area as opposed to go into corporate? You must have seen something or continually happening through your life that makes you want to keep doing what you're doing.
I think one of the best benefits for me is seeing it's the human element, it's the human touch, and seeing someone come into a program that may not be confident and may be struggling with issues in their life, attend a program, get involved in a course, become a volunteer, have community connections, and then be able to flourish and further promote themselves from that, and gives them meaning to their life.
And so then that in respect to you makes you feel as though, hey, this is worthwhile. Even if I'm not getting a lot of money, I'm doing something to
it. It's the human touch. It's the human element of it all.
And you're changing lives.
The compassion,
Men at Work Down Under.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a man in Brussels full of muscles with a Vegemite sandwich.
In a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies, I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? I'm back from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4" and full of muscle. I said, do you speak?
So, Sonia, where were you when we won the Cup?
Living at home in Moorabark, and I was up watching it at like 5 or 6 in the morning.
I think we all were. I can remember getting up to make sure that I saw it, and I actually saw the win. It was terrific, wasn't it?
It was fantastic.
Yeah. And Bob Hawke was on there.
Yeah, and anyone who doesn't give us a day off
is a bum.
So I had to go to school that day, didn't I?
I don't know what I did. It must have been a worker day because I'd have been working.
It was a weekday. I remember having to go to school.
That's a bit rough, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Even your mum wouldn't let you have the day off.
Oh, no.
The Living End.
Yes.
First of all, let me just ask you, how many bands do you think you would have seen over the years, roughly? Are we talking 10?
Oh, no 40? More than that. I'm thinking easy between 50 and 100.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of bands from overseas, and I've seen a lot of Australian bands quite a number of times.
Is there any particular band that you'd go to the ends of the earth to go and see, whether it be an Aussie or...
I've got a pact with a girlfriend of mine, and whenever tickets get released for Angels, Nickelback or Pink, I know she'll automatically buy me a ticket.
But is that only straight up. Is that only if they're in Victoria?
Oh, only if they come to Australia,
So what, you've got those three, but what band, if it was playing in Outback, so it's going to cost you a lot of money to get there, which band would be so enticing to you, so I don't care how much this is going to cost, I'm going to go?
That's an interesting one. Probably Nickelback.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, I still love Nickelback. I'll see them every time they come.
Prisoner of Society, The Living End.
Yes.
Why'd you pick that one?
Why that? Because we have been prisoners of society for the last 2 years with COVID.
Yep.
And just recently at the Mornington Red Hot Summer Tour, Scotty was talking about how we have been prisoners of society and how they wrote this song many, many years ago and how appropriate it still is today.
Let's listen to it.
Okay.
Do I? It's well on our own, and there's no
Welcome back to Choice Tunes, and we've had Sonia with us, and we're unfortunately fast coming to the end of the show, but it's been great having you, Sonia. Sonia, another quick question. If you could have any job anywhere in the world, forget about qualifications, forget about anything, where, what job would it be and where would it be based?
Okay, that's an interesting question.
Oh, we like to ask tough questions.
I know, you could have given me some pre-warning,
no.
But anyway. I suppose that it'd probably be on, along the lines of some sort of humanitarian work, and maybe incorporate some sustainability and environmental stuff.
So
I'd like to have people learn how to sustain themselves with a least minimal impact on the environment.
But would it be in Australia, or would you want to work in a third world country?
No, probably be in Australia.
Yeah.
I'm an Aussie through and through.
Can't do better than that. Hunters and collectors, throw your arms around me. Another group you love?
Another group I love, but also this is my uni song. When we finished uni, there was only 22 of us who graduated. And
out of how many?
Oh, we only had a small group of 30 to start off with. It was a small course. But there was a end-of-year concert, like, when we finished, when everyone finished their courses and so forth, and everyone had to get up and do something on stage, and so our small group got up and sang this song.
Right, let's hear it.
You at night time, I will raise you from your sleep. I will kiss you in four places. I'll go running along your street. I will squeeze the life out of you. You will make me laugh and make me cry. We will never forget it. Call your name and I'll shout it to the blue summer sky. We may never meet again, so shed your skin and let's get started. You will throw your arms around me. Let's get started.